My guest on Simply Folk has over four decades of experience in the music industry, with extensive touring and a substantial number of recordings under her belt, not to mention producing and audio engineering experience. She's also creative in other areas, and I hope we'll have time to talk about that a little bit. Trett Fury is here to share some music and conversation. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And I have to ask you about your connection to Wisconsin. You're touring all over the place, but you've spent quite a bit of time in the state, haven't you?
Well, I lived here. I moved to Madison in 2000, and I left in 2012. I grew up in the Upper Peninsula, so I'm a Midwest girl. But when I chose to come back to the Midwest from the West Coast, where I lived for 30 years, I chose Madison because where else would you want to live?
It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
We're very lucky.
Yeah.
Where in the UP did you grow up?
I grew up in Marquette, Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah. It's junior high and high school, but that's my home, mm-hmm. and I still have family up there.
So you still have family members?
I go up every summer. I used to go a lot when I lived here, but I do an Alzheimer's benefit in Marquette every summer. This will be our seventh year. So it gives me a good chance to see family and do something for that community.
You have some music that addresses Alzheimer's, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have a cousin who died almost 30 years ago at 60 from Alzheimer's. It's the only case in my family, but my ex-partner's father had dementia, and her two aunts died from Alzheimer's. So it was around me for my whole relationship for 10 years and became very close to what it does to people and what it does to families.
Mm. It is. It's just. Yeah. It's an awful scourge.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning more about it, but still a long way to go.
A long way to go. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, why don't we start with a song?
Okay. I'll start with this is the title song to my latest CD, my 14th. I don't say 14th CD, 14th album, because I precede CDs by a couple decades.
I mentioned your four decades of experience. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the technology has changed.
45 years now that I've been professional.
Wow.
So this is the title cut. It's a song called A Piece of the Sky. I walk out onto the moon as I gaze upon this big round night, and I wonder, as I always do, how the sun can make the moon seem so bright. 'Cause it's a mystery to me, and it's a mystery to others I can see, and it's a reflection of our bodies, of our souls, of our hearts, of our hearts. Ooh. And I walk along the Nolan Trail as it winds along the river to the sea, and I marvel at the water as it runs so deep beneath my feet, 'cause it's a mystery. It's a mystery to others I can see, and it's a reflection of our bodies, of our souls, of our hearts, of our hearts. Raise your voice so high, like it's a piece of the sky. Let it rain down around you, let it rain. Raise your voice so high, like it's a piece of the sky. Let it rain down around us all. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I stand out in the morning sun, and I can feel the warmth of springtime return. And I thank my angels for another run, where I can touch the earth and taste the burn. 'Cause it's a mystery. And it's a mystery to others I can see, and it's a reflection of our bodies, of our souls, of our hearts, of our hearts. Raise your voice
so high, like it's a piece of the sky. Let it rain down around you, let it rain. Raise your voice so high, like it's a piece of the sky. Let it rain down around us all. Let it rain down around you, let it rain. Raise your voice so high, like it's a piece of the sky. Let it rain down around us all. Let it rain down around us all. Let it rain down around us all. Ooh. Ooh.
A Piece of the Sky. That's the title track from the newest CD. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful image. Your mind just has this, I get this image of, you know, this empowered voice just surrounding and coming down. And
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of nature imagery in some of your music.
Yeah, I do. I do for sure. And this song came from, there's a trail called the Nolan Trail where I live now in Newport News, Virginia. And that's where I walk my dog. And it's surrounded by wonderful, beautiful lakes and rivers, and so it's a powerful place.
Your pets, your cats and your dogs, make some appearances in your music as well.
Over the years. Especially when I had two beagles, my Doggone Blues song. Yeah, yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a line in another song where you've got a cat on your head.
Yep.
And a dog under the covers.
That was a Madison song, definitely. Yeah.
And I mentioned at the introduction that you also are creative in other areas, mm-hmm. and one of those is painting. You paint dog portraits.
I have for the last 6 years. I've been painting dogs and cats. I've always loved the visual arts, and I've always done drawing and charcoal, but I'd never tackled painting. And one of my songwriting students was a painter, so I told her I'd love to learn, and so we traded. And I said to her, I don't know what I'd paint. She says, well, paint your dogs. So that started. I did my dogs. I had a great feel for it. And then I realized that I fundraised for all my CDs, and anybody who gave me over $1,000 was supposed to get an original work of art, and I didn't know what that was going to be. So I contacted them all, and thank God they all had pets. So I cut my teeth on my contributors, and
what a neat idea!
So I've done, God, I think hundreds now. I mean, I do a slideshow at all my concerts, and usually pick up a painting every concert or two, and so it keeps me busy when I'm home.
Yeah, that's great.
It is.
So you're based in Newport News now?
Yes.
In mm-hmm. Virginia, which
yep.
is a beautiful kind of tidal area.
Yeah, it really is.
But you're still touring quite a bit, it looks like.
I'm touring as much or more than I have in a long time. I mean, I'm lucky because a lot of my peers are not.
Right.
You know, it's hard. You know, we have the same number of venues and less, but more and more artists all the time.
Yep.
House concerts are probably 50 to 60% of my venues now, and it's a very intimate experience. Often you end up making more money than you would in a venue, and it keeps the music alive, and you know that the people are there just to hear you, so
right.
it's wonderful.
Right, it's very much a two-way communication.
Absolutely,
yeah.
So I do a lot of house concerts, a lot of clubs, festivals, not too many large venues anymore.
You've been a fixture in the women's music circle for
yes.
a long time.
Yes.
Do you still do a lot of women's music festivals?
I do some. I will be at the National Women's Music Festival this summer.
Great.
Which is here in Madison.
Right.
It's their 40th anniversary, and I go way back with them, so this is a great celebration.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
That'll be wonderful.
Yep.
Well, why don't we have another song?
Sure. So since we talked a little bit about Alzheimer's, I'll play this brand new song. It deals with Alzheimer's. It deals with loss. It deals with how we deal with as survivors of many different things. And it really was inspired by the loss of that Malaysian plane, we just had an anniversary. And it's just unbelievable that it's still missing.
How do we lose so many lives? Not even a moment to say goodbye. How does a plane disappear from the sky? How does a husband disappear from his wife after they've lived together most of their lives? How does a memory go but the body survives? How does a husband disappear? These mysteries are more than we can bear. And sometimes in the day-to-day, we forget they're even there. It's how we can live our lives. It's how. How does a lonely heart not disappear when the one they love is no longer here? How do they find the strength to stay clear? How does a lonely heart not disappear? These mysteries are more than we can bear. And sometimes in the day-to-day, they're even there. It's how we can live our lives. It's how we dare. How we can see through these broken times to so deeply care. How do we lose so many lives? Not even a moment to say goodbye. How does a plane disappear from the sky? How does a husband disappear from his wife after they've lived together most of their lives? How does a memory go but the body survives? How does a husband disappear? These mysteries are more than we can bear. And sometimes in the day-to-day, we forget they're even there. It's how we can live our lives. It's how we dare. It's how we live our lives. It's how we dare.
Hard not to be profoundly moved by that song.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. What's the title of it?
How We Dare.
I should have guessed.
Yeah.
Beautifully done. I mean, in a crafted kind of way, where you have the analogy of the plane disappearing, and you bring it to so many other places.
Yeah.
And I know that you teach songwriting. Do
yes.
you teach lyric writing also as a craft?
I do. I concentrate on lyric writing more than music, and that's why a lot of times I tell people you do not have to be a musician to take my class. It's exploring the right side of the brain, and if people don't play, I help them find their music. I've been doing this for quite a long time, but now over the last several years, I teach workshops and I teach on Skype individually, and I think it's advanced my own writing as well, because I'm much more careful and particular, and helping others find their words often helps you find your own words. So
true.
Yeah.
So very true. By giving it away, you get even more back.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I was a little concerned for a while. I wasn't writing, And I thought, oh my God, I'm giving it all away. I'm teaching so much. I'm not finding my own songs, but I write differently. I'll write little bits and pieces, and I'll put them on my phone, and then put it aside, you know. And over the winter, I always take December and half of January off, and I went through my phone and through my files, and I realized that I had enough songs for a CD. So I'm doing a new CD this year. But I was a little startled. I didn't think I did.
All those little ideas and snippets and licks and things. They
all came together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, I know you've got some background as, you know, doing audio engineering and producing. And do you do that for your own recordings?
I produce my own records now. I don't engineer much anymore. I still have a home studio, and I will do demos for people, or I'll do my own demos. But when I started, I used to engineer my own stuff when I co-produced. But now I'm producing solo, so it's just too much. You can't do it all. I miss engineering, but the technology is changing so fast. I don't have the time to keep up. I'm really a performer first, and I have Logic, and I still haven't even learned it because I just don't have the time.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much attention to detail that it all takes. There's only so much time.
But it got me through the 70s and 80s, especially the late 70s when I was in L.A. and between record deals. I had the good fortune of being taken on as a second engineer and getting on the job training. And it really kept me alive. I didn't have to wait tables. I didn't have to do other things while I was playing the big game in L.A., I always had studios to work in.
Did it influence your writing in any way or your music making?
I think it influenced my music making for sure. And I got to play with a lot of different musicians because I worked at a lot of independent studios, and I would trade hours for, I bring in a chart and say, well, I'll knock off an hour if I can play with your guys, you know, or
cool.
your girls. And so I'd get some tracks out of those.
Nice.
Session. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Got some pretty
the
darn
good barter
good.
System. Yeah.
Yeah. Alive and well still, I'm sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, back to the songwriting as a craft for a second. As I was listening, preparing for this conversation, there were so many hooks in the songs that I was literally singing along by the middle of the songs, where the lyrics and the music just were wedded perfectly together. Is that something that you practice, or do you think that just comes?
I teach it. I think it comes. I think I'm really fortunate that I have a gift of songwriting. Things come to me, and then later I take them apart and go, oh, that really worked the way I would have wanted it to. Sometimes I deliberately work on it. Sometimes I don't. But it's you've nailed it. I mean, what I teach is the marriage of words and music. And each thing should be able to stand on its own without the other, but it's when they come together that it's just exponentially better. And hooks are important. I teach repetition because you want your listener to sing along. You want your listener to know where you're going next. I teach simple rhyming because you want your listener to anticipate the rhyme because they're more involved and they're more engaged if they do. So
right, yeah. And they feel part of it.
Exactly, and that's the most important part to me of songwriting, of good songwriting.
Well, one of the songs that did that for me was Small Town,
where
by the middle of it, I was singing right along.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Well, it's great, too. I'm going to do that song because when I perform it, it is a sing-along, but I don't teach people ahead of time. But by the end of the chorus, by the second chorus, they're all singing.
Yeah.
And even though it's wordy, they get it, you know.
Yeah.
It's.
Well, and plus the lyrics capture the spirit of living in a small town, too.
Yep,
I mean, you're
absolutely.
Really, again, you're giving the mind's eye a place to go and imagine while you're making music.
Right. Yeah. And it's all based on true story. I mean, I write from my own experience, as good writers do, but I'm rich in family. And so all the elements of that song come from my grandparents and my cousin, and they're all true facts of the town that they lived in, you know.
Neat.
Yeah. So let me do that song
that
for
would
you
be,
then.
That would be terrific.
And I wrote this song actually when I was in Okemah, Oklahoma.
Oh,
at the
Woody Guthrie.
Yeah, at Woody Fest. Yeah, I was honored to be there.
And that's when the song came?
Yeah, I was walking down the main street after a Sunday afternoon of shows. I just was so inspired by all the great music I heard, and this main street is one of those old farm towns with a wide street, so you could turn your wagon around. And it reminded me of the town where my grandparents lived in southern Minnesota when they retired from farming. So the image of that town and the fact that we've lost so many of those towns, because as goes the farm, so goes the town, the song just sort of appeared to me. It was one of those things that just appeared to me. I had most of it written by the time I left there.
Wow.
And finished the rest when I got home. So this is it.
Oh, the streets are so white, you can diagonally park in that small town, in that small town. Yeah, the streets are so white, but the theater has gone dark in that small town, in that small town. Where your business is everybody's business, and everybody's nose is in your business. And everybody knows more than you wish they did in that small, small town. And the concrete's so warm, there are cracks for every year of that small town, of that small town. And when the mercantile closed, everybody was in tears in that small town, in that small town. And our parents grew old, and the kids all moved away from that small town, that small town. With no prospects in sight, there's no reason to stay in a small town, a very small town. Where your business is everybody's business, and everybody's nose is in your business, and everybody knows more than you wish they did in that small, small town. Cousin Kenny owns a pool hall where Grandpa cooked each day in that small town, in that small town. Making breakfast for the farmers and conversation by the way in that small town, in that small town. And my Grandpa would brag, though bragging's not the way of a small town, of a small town. I'm the oldest man around here, and I walk 5 miles a day in this small town. Mm-hmm. Where your business is everybody's business, and everybody's nose is in your business, and everybody knows more than you wish they did in that small, small town. As the train rolls by, and oh, it don't stop here anymore. Well, it's a piece of our history, and it's a part of our past. The small town, the small town. But like all things worth saving, there's a chance that it won't last. The small town, small town. Where your business is everybody's business, and everybody's nose is in your business, and everybody knows more than you wish they did in that small, small town.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is Trett Fury, and that was a song called Small Town. Just another beautifully crafted song. Thank you, again, it's hard to resist singing along with that one.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it's much better with you. What's next for you? You're working on a new album?
I'm fundraising right now for my new album.
Do you do the crowdsourcing you mentioned?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing crowdsourcing. It's just, I think crowdsourcing has really gotten out of control. Mm. People are like raising money for dates and stuff. You know? But, I mean, I've always, for the last 10 albums, I've been able to fundraise just through my audience, through people who really believe in my music. So I'm hoping to be able to do that. If I run a little short, I may do a small crowdfunding. But, you know, besides the fact that it's everybody's doing it, it's also, you know, you end up getting a single check and you get a large check that you have to pay taxes on. When I fundraise, some people will give me up to $5,000, but under $12,000 is a gift. So it's a much less expensive way. And, you know, and also they take a piece as well. I think crowdfunding has been great for so many people. And then, like I said, if I fall short, I might do a small last minute thing. But I've already raised at least almost half the money. So I'm
congratulations.
And I booked a studio. It's funny because all the time I did five of my CDs here in Madison. And my drummer and bass player are from Charlottesville, Virginia. So now I can go to them instead of bringing them to me. And I've done this new CD and the last one will be done outside of Charlottesville.
Nice.
And I've used the same drummer for five CDs, bringing my percussionist from the West Coast who's been on 8 CDs.
Wow.
And a bass player that I've used for, this will be his fourth. So
it's nice to
work with the same people. And they love my music and, you know, we feel like a family, and that's really important. We get things done quickly because we just kind of read each other's minds.
Yeah,
you know?
That's nice to have that kind of sense of ensemble.
Right. So because I decided I was going to do a CD after I had already booked this year's tour, it's going to take most of the year to get it done because I have to work around my tour schedule.
In between.
Yeah.
You talked about having them, it feels like kind of like a family, mm-hmm. and I see that thread through a lot of your music, too, mm-hmm. that connectedness, and also words like heart, and there's a sense of gratitude that comes through your music, mm-hmm. and is that something that has evolved over the years for you?
I think so, yeah. I mean, and I like I said, I write a lot about my family. I'm blessed with a beautiful family, very clear lines of lineage. I'm half Norwegian and half Italian. Lots of relatives. My father was one of 11, so I have 50 first cousins on his side.
Oh, wow.
And my mother was one of 3, and I have 4 cousins on the Italian side, but I just saw them in January. You know, we're very close-knit, and I have 3 brothers with whom I'm very close. And all my nieces and nephews, you know, I'm like a second mom to a lot of them. So, and now I have a lot of great nieces and nephews.
Nice.
And, so I truly do feel a great blessing upon me, just in terms of the love I'm surrounded with and the love that I can give through that for families, and also good friends. I mean, I have, the nice thing about my work is because it's small scale and I travel so much, I have friends all over the country and I stay with them. I don't stay in hotels much at all. I'd rather be with new friends, old friends. It makes it more of a day-to-day living experience if you're not just going from hotel to show to hotel to show. So it's a tough life, but it's very rewarding.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're doing it in a way that is supportive and that's filling you up rather than depleting you.
Yeah, it's very organic, and yeah, it definitely fills me up. Mm. I just did 4 shows in a row, and then a church service, and then a festival. So I did 6 shows in 4 days or 5
Yikes.
Days, and usually you're exhausted by the end of that. And I was tired, but I felt stronger than when I started. And that's something that I'm like, I'm amazed because, you know, I'm going to be 64 in a week and a half. No, in a week, actually.
That brings to mind a song, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like I'm on the top of my game, and I feel stronger and healthier than I have in a very long time.
What a wonderful place to be.
Yeah, it really
is.
And
you're giving back a lot through your music, too.
Yeah.
You know, you've got that circle going, which
Absolutely.
Is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Well, we have time for one more song. What would you like to close with?
I would like to, speaking of family, I like this song, thing, a song that's very close to my heart. I wrote this about my brother, And it is about gratitude for being alive. But I nearly lost my brother several years ago in a car accident. And it really changed so much of how I felt, because I had lost my mother several years ago, but it was a process that I experienced over time and was with. But this was something that could have been sudden. I could have lost my brother just in the blink of an eye. And it really made me realize how precious our lives are and how we do take them for granted and we can't. So this is called The Grace of God.
Tret Fury with Grace of God. Thank you so much for sharing your music and your talent with Wisconsin Public Radio. If you'd like more information about Tret Fury, the website is tretfure.com, and there's a link on our Facebook page and a link on our show page as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.